Here's one for the vets, Vietnam vets. Bob greases himself up in his garage, works on his Volkswagen bus. Away from wife and kids for a while, smells of oily work table, exhaust oil. As he grunts a valve to millimeter perfection, purrs timing screw to coax and rrrr. Mechanics. Saving money by doing his own work is real. Helping me with my Volkswagen, he looks up, oil-smudged face, greasy-handed, nostrils black, and says, "It's real, Jim. Feel that energy in this engine. Runs better. Beats paying a mechanic $100. And we can do it ourselves. It's real." Following week, Bob and I go camping. Confident of his work and proud, he wants to try Doris, as he calls his van, up steep mountain terrain. My singleness glimmers bright. My freedom makes the land glow. The sky bluer, common asphalt road winding to the foothills ignites each nerve into a sacred torch. It's been a long time. An ex-Vietnam grunt, instead of going back to New York, Bob became a backpack and stick-handed hill man, herding goat flocks and placitas, with ram wool beard waist long, roamed gopher-watered arroyos, up snake-burrowed coyote trails, healing himself in the shady cedar groves and pincushion yucca patches. We snuggle in our sleeping bags, look up at stars, want our lives to be simple flames of natural gas from the bowels of earth. Be us, plentiful, innocent humans. From his bag, Bob stares into the dark sky. Atop Sandia Crest, at radio transmission poles, blink red lights of flying mortar. Second night, set camp, and at midnight, follow Boulder Bottom Trail. Full moon fevers and folds of heel skid, graveled crust to smooth stream silt gully, and follow roadside stream up. Suddenly, Bob plunges into the creekside brush, splash wading stream, belly down crouched near bloated bodies with dead leaf eyes, then sloshes up bloody bank amid dying coughs, and springs out of the brush as quickly, sopping wet, shivering, red-faced in a full Cambodian moon. Old exhilaration of non-patrols in his blue eyes. I understood. And then I showed him the old preacher's rock house, clothed in centuries wild clover and thorn laurel, caved in sealant vegas, charred by livestock rubbings and dung, herded here during bad winter storms. I understood. And on the way back to Burke the next morning, past Willard, Estancia, towns hollowed by decades of blowing prairie dust, I thought, stones here are dream rooms with answers to my questions, but I can't stay. Those I know from various pueblos who have stayed, their lives are white cloaks my words wear on freezing nights in the city. The black hounds of Bob's tires bound us toward the dark, hostile angles of the city, panting, necessity, necessity, over cattle guards and arroyo dips, necessity, and tear up the delicate blue stems of hours we spent camping. And as we enter the city limits, torch my body is dims, and slowly an old darkness fills me again.